You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, pregnancies are down around the country for girls under 17, especially for girls in their early teen years. Our guest tells us about the changes she's seen in the greater Milwaukee area. First, just about a year ago, the DNR awarded a permit to the company Meteor Timber to build a sand processing plant in Monroe County. But late last week, an administrative law judge rescinded that permit, saying that the DNR had failed at several steps in the process to ensure that all requirements would be met and that they had sufficiently studied the environmental impacts. WPR reporter Rich Kramer has been following the story. He joins us from our Eau Claire studios. Rich, good to have you back.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, remind us about this project, Meteor Timber, and what would be a new frac sand processing plant in Monroe County.
Well, this project has been in the works for like 2 years, 2015, early 2016 was when we first started hearing rumblings in this region of, you know, western Wisconsin. But like you mentioned in the lead-in, the permit was issued in May of last year. Another kind of an addendum, an amended permit was issued in August of last year. But in a nutshell, this would be a $75 million project that would include a mine and a processing facility and rail loading facility that would be about 14 miles away from the mine. But this is all in near Warrens, Wisconsin, in Jackson County.
And a lot of the controversy over this plan and then the legal proceedings centers around wetlands that would be filled in, and then that would be created under the plan to kind of make up for that.
Absolutely. So the biggest the controversy of this project was that the plan to build the rail loading facility would fill in 16 acres of what has been described by the DNR as high-quality wetlands, including 13 acres of very rare white pine red maple swamp. And so this project, to go forward, what you do is you have to apply for a permit from the DNR, and you have to show how you're going to mitigate that, how you're going to either buy credits from a wetland mitigation bank or build your own wetlands. So the company planned on, in the permit, it said it was going to preserve 296 acres of wetlands on that property, and it also pledged to preserve 183 acres of wetlands nearby, and then convert a 33-acre cranberry bed into hardwood swamp, like what they are proposing to fill in. But the judge, in a nutshell, basically said that the permits shouldn't have been issued because the DNR didn't have the information that it should have had, and also it said that the mitigation plan didn't fulfill state law, so it didn't have enough information, and there were some questions that were left unanswered.
We'll dig into that DNR process in a moment, but first, Rich, who challenged this permit? Who took this to court and ultimately got this rescinded?
Well, originally it was two environmental groups. Clean Wisconsin is the one that stayed with the challenge throughout the process, and Midwest Environmental Advocates also kind of signed on to this, but the challenge was brought on behalf of a group of citizens from the Ho-Chunk Nation. So they challenged the permit. They basically told the company and the DNR that they were going to challenge this even before the permit was issued, because they felt that the process, you know, had been rushed, basically. And so in June of last year is when they officially challenged it. And the process is called a contested case hearing, where you challenge the permit that was issued before an administrative law judge.
Talking to Rich Kramer, WPR reporter in Eau Claire, about a proposed frac sand facility in western Wisconsin. A permit from the DNR rescinded last week by a judge. Rich, you did some digging into the DNR process here, filed open records requests. What did you find about how they handled this approval?
Well, just based on the emails that I got through this open records request, and I basically asked for all the emails related to Meteor Timber, this project, and I got a lot of communications between the people that approve these projects. So we're talking about the wetlands and waterway staff at the DNR down in Madison. They've got them around the state. It was pretty obvious looking through these emails that the staff were being asked to look at these incredibly complex documents, as much as 1,000 pages. They were being asked to review them and comment on them and come up with questions based on what they had read. And in within like a business day or over the weekend. And the staff obviously were frustrated by that. And then I spoke with Pat Truckle, who was a DNR wetland ecologist who worked on this permit. And I also spoke with some people that didn't want to be on the record, but who also worked on the permit. And they said that there was absolutely pressure. They were told by administration in the DNR that they were going to approve this project no matter what. So there was a lot of pressure, it seemed like.
Is there any indication, either from those comments or from the court ruling, that there was intentional wrongdoing on the part of DNR leadership?
Well, that's that's hard to prove. All I know is that they were told by DNR administration at the time. It was Kathy Stepp, and also it was Kurt Thiede, who was the deputy administrator. I kept hearing things from these people that, well, eighth floor, that's the floor where the administration was, you know, will only let us have four monitoring wells when they might have more. They were kind of told what questions to ask and what sort of things were off limits. So I didn't really get into motive or intent with this, but just based on the documents and information that I got from the interviews, it was obvious that there was some pressure from the top.
Now, we had this ruling on Friday rescinding this permit. What have we heard since then? Let's start with from the company itself, Meteor Timber.
So the company is represented by John Bailing of Weld Riley Law Firm in Eau Claire. They're basically one of the top frac sand mining law firms that assist these companies in getting permits. So the statement from Meteor Timber through John Bailing basically said that they respected the judge's decision. They understand that this process is lengthy, but they disagreed with it. And the key line that I saw was, we will continue to work toward ensuring that this project can benefit the local communities that will be impacted. And that's attributed to Chris Mathis, who was an employee at Meteor Timber and is really the face of the company in Wisconsin. There's also a lobbying group called the Natural Resources Defense Council that kind of was created and was born during the push to repeal the non-metallic mining moratorium that the state had. And also they've been pushing hard in the legislature with this project for Meteor Timber, and they probably helped get the bills that were introduced as amendments that would have exempted the company from wetland regulations.
Right, there are efforts in the legislature to kind of to make this process moot by changing the law on behalf in a way that would have benefited Meteor Timber.
Yeah, so while this was held up in court, you know, the company had, the company told me that Chris Mathis said that they had been at this for 2 years. They felt like they had gone above and beyond in satisfying regulators and the local communities. So they felt that it was time to go to the legislature. So what they did was they got a lawmaker, a state representative who's from southeastern Wisconsin, introduced twice an amendment to mostly unrelated bills that would have basically kind of bypassed the court, and it would have exempted Meteor Timber from wetland regulations entirely. But both times those amendments died along with the bills that they were attached to. And one state senator, Republican state Senator Rob Coles of Green Bay, he was especially upset about that, and he even called the move outrageous and basically said, where would it end if we went along with this?
And how about on the plaintiff side? What do we hear in their reactions to this court ruling?
So Clean Wisconsin, you know, they're obviously pleased with this. They felt like they were trying to protect the integrity of the of the wetland permitting process. They also say that they're going to stick with it. You know, if Meteor Timber appeals this, which they can, the staff attorney Evan Feinauer told me that they'll defend this, the environment and the process that is enshrined in state law and DNR regulations, as long as they need to.
Here is some sound of Evan Feinauer from Clean Wisconsin.
It's important that the department have all the information that's necessary to identify the environmental impacts, the prospect for doing mitigation, kind of all just the relevant questions that you should ask. And these aren't, you know, the questions that we think they should be asking. These are the questions that are contained in the regulations and in the department's own guidance. And it's just important from a scientific perspective to have all that information in hand when you make these important decisions.
And that's the plaintiff and the company. And how about the DNR? Have they reacted to this ruling?
DNR, all they said, a statement from Jim Dick, who is the communications director, basically said they were reviewing the judge's decision. Since then, I haven't heard anything. I don't know what the next step is for the DNR. What I learned from Clean Wisconsin is that either the DNR or Meteor Timber can appeal this. So we'll see. It looks like the company, you know, while they haven't said that they will appeal it, it looks like they're going to proceed and try to make this thing happen. And they've spent a lot of money, and they've been involved with trying to get the approval for this project for some time. So it'll be interesting to see what their next step is.
Rich, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
Thank you, Rob.
That's WPR reporter Rich Kramer joining us from our Eau Claire studios to discuss Meteor Timber's permit to build a sand processing plant. The permit was rescinded by an administrative law judge late last week.